Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Sarah LaDuc. I am in for Ray Graff this afternoon. I will also be hosting on Monday, and then Ray will be back with you all on Tuesday. It is Food Friday, and the phone number, I'm going to get ahead of the introduction and tell you the phone number again, is 800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. And today we are going to talk about baking, gluten-free baking specifically, but not exclusively, with Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. Again, if you have questions about gluten-free baking, the phone number 800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. Melanie O'Malley, welcome to Food Friday. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I think you need to say hi again.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's good to see you. Great to have you here. Tell me, please, about O'Malley's Oven. When did you begin it? What inspired you to begin it, et cetera?
It started about 10 years ago when I was bartending at Wolf's Beer Garden, as we were just talking about.
That's right.
My mom has celiac disease. My brother and I both have it as well. And I started stress baking, frankly, and the bartenders really appreciated the treats I was bringing in. At one point, I think it was Sam, said he felt bad that I was going through some stuff, but also don't stop being stressed.
Oh, no.
And yeah, that kind of just evolved, friends and family saying, you know, you should do this as what you do. And I made my brother his wedding cake as a wedding present, and the reviews were astoundingly positive. So then I went to my friends and family, hey guys, I have a great idea, I should do this. And they rolled their eyes at me.
And
the rest is history.
You do have a physical location in Troy that opened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Tell us what that has meant for your enterprise.
Oh my goodness, it has been so fun. I was in an incubator program in Skodak, New York, at the Maple Hill Middle School, which was an amazing opportunity that was coming to an end. And I was looking for just a production kitchen, not assuming the need for retail storefront traffic. And then the opportunity for the storefront came along very serendipitously, and I just went for it. And it's the community in that area, the chance for people to come in and talk and share stories has just been so fun. And I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been a very organic and lucky path that is, I don't know, delightful.
Good. Recognizing that you are a baking professional, not a medical professional, can you clarify
yes.
what celiac is, just in case there's anybody out there who still doesn't know?
Well, so there's celiac disease, and then there's gluten intolerance.
Right.
And then there's just feeling better when you don't eat gluten, whether you've been diagnosed with anything. More power to you. Be happy. And celiac disease specifically is an autoimmune disease. So my immune system goes absolutely haywire if I consume gluten. So it's not just an allergy or a histamine reaction. There's keeping the nitty-gritty medical stuff out.
Sure.
There are a lot of symptoms
okay.
that people can remedy with a gluten-free diet. And that really is the only thing to do if you have celiac disease.
800-348-2551 to call in with your questions about baking and gluten-free baking. What kind of research did you have to do as you developed recipes for gluten-free to be tasty?
Ah, yes. a lot of trial and error, testing recipes on my digestively normal friends who are really great because they'll say, you know, it's been years since I had real bread. So I don't really remember what I'm looking for.
Sure.
So it's really important and good to get that feedback. And I'm self-trained, so I didn't go to school for cooking or anything. So it is really a lot of trial and error.
1-800-348-2551, the phone number, 800-348-2551. We do have a call from Chris in Housatonic. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I was curious about something.
Okay.
Couple questions for you. Do you ever use passion fruit in your cooking? And could there ever be such a thing as called a passion wedding cake or a green tea wedding cake?
Oh, yeah, that sounds delightful. To do a green tea wedding cake, you would use matcha powder, or at least I would instinctively use matcha powder in the cake, and then do maybe some sort of curd like you would a lemon curd, except with passion fruit. And that seems like it would be really delicious.
Yeah, I think that there's some... Go ahead.
How about a green tea cheesecake?
Yep, absolutely doable.
Yep, I think you can
flavor. And birthday cakes?
Yep.
You betcha. The matcha powder is very versatile and can be incorporated to the dry ingredients of just about anything.
All right, Christy.
Can you use as a birthday cake too, green tea?
Absolutely.
Yep, thank you for your call, Chris. You can incorporate most flavors, I would think, into any kind of baked good. Flavor profiles. Those are the words I decided to say that came out as one word. Fun flavor profiles have you developed at your shop?
Oh, well, recently I did a watermelon margarita slice. So Bill Brown, whose family owned Miss Albany Diner, mm-hmm. he's like my baking fairy godfather and has given me all these antique pans.
Oh,
and
cool.
There's this one that's, I think it's a flan pan maybe, but it's out of Germany and it kind of looks like a tart shell. So you bake a cake and it's got a recess that you can pour stuff into and the outer edge looks like a tart shell.
Okay.
And then I fill the middle with various different things. So I made essentially a curd out of pureed watermelon with a healthy amount of tequila and lime zested whipped cream on top. And it might be maybe the most perfect thing I've ever made.
It sounds really delicious, particularly for a warm day like today.
Yeah.
To add some summer splash into your dessert treat. That sounds magnificent. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. This is Food Friday. Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York is our guest. What is your main lineup of goods that you have at your shop and are stocked at the farmer's market and at Nine Pin and somewhere else that I'm not remembering right now?
We're at Farmer's Market, Troy Farmer's Market.
Yes.
Mojo's, the new coffee shop in Troy, carries our products. The Delaware, next to Spectrum Theater.
Yes, indeed.
They carry our bread, and I see bread is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Emac and Bolio's.
Emac and Bolio's carries our French macaroons. We are no longer providing stuff for Nine Pin.
Okay.
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody and it'll come to me at 3 a.m.
Oh, sure. That's what we you love to hear it. We definitely wanted this experience to haunt you. That was the idea. No.
Success.
No. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let us go to the phones. We will speak with Nancy in Broadalbin. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. I love that you're having this program on gluten-free, so thank you so much for doing that. But I've been trying to be gluten-free for a very long time. I actually started long before it was kind of the rage, mm-hmm. and so I gave up bread and pasta and everything for a really long time, and then I've started dabbling in all these gluten-free options. It's hard to find a good product, and every loaf of bread I've ever had, even the ones that I would say are, you know, quote-unquote good, they're not like real bread, and they're not like real pizza crust. And they're all a Got Milk commercial, if you know what I mean. They're all just so dry you could hurt yourself on it without a drink to follow it down. So I'm just wondering, is there a good recipe for bread? And my follow-up question is, do you have like one good particular reference, like a cookbook or something that you can recommend? And I'm going to hang up now so that I can listen on the radio.
Okay, that's
fine.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, bread solutions.
Bread solutions. If you are baking with cup for cup, one for one, any of those on the shelf all-purpose flour blends that you can find, often they contain xanthan gum. The xanthan gum is the glue that replaces gluten. However, it creates more of a cake crumb, and it can't hold the air pockets that you would have when leavening something. So you want first to find a flour blend that doesn't have xanthan gum. And you're going to use psyllium husk or a combination of psyllium husk and flax. And that will create the gluiness that you need to hold it all together and hold the air pockets that the yeast wants to live in. And what I do is I do a slurry of my flours, and then I put the psyllium and the flax in there and it let it thicken, and it thickens pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
And then you get your starches in. Whether you're making cakes, pies, whatever you're trying to create, it's a matter of finding the right combinations of the flour that's going to have more protein. However, if you use too much of it, then it's going to be crumbly and dry, cardboard, broken dreams, no fun.
Right.
So then you need your starches. But if you have too much starch, then it's just going to be brittle. So it's finding that balance between your protein, the lightness of the starch, creating that flour and psyllium husk thickened roux, or not roux, proofing slurry. That's the word.
Yeah.
And then adding your starches.
1-800-348-2551. It is time now for our first underwriting break of this episode. It's Food Friday. We're here with Melanie O'Malley of O'Malley's Oven in Troy, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Food Friday on Vox Pop. I'm Sarah LaDuke in for Ray Graff this afternoon. Our guest is Melanie O'Malley. Melanie is here from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York, her very own business. She's the owner and operator and baker. Everything all in one. What kind of staffing do you have over there? How many people are working with you at O'Malley's Oven?
I've got one friend who I've known since high school working there.
That's great.
I think it was a week after we opened, my mom was there helping watch my daughter, who's there with me a lot of the time. And I looked at her and I said, it's too busy. I can't bake.
Yeah.
When Nick and I hiked the Grand Canyon, I would often climb up cliff faces and go, Nick, I did something dumb. Help. So I called Nick. Nick, I did something dumb. Do you still need a job? And so he's there right now cranking out French crullers and tortas for the farmer's market tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick, for helping Melanie be available for our show this afternoon. The phone number is 1-800-348-2551. We are discussing baking and gluten-free baking. Could you give us a rundown of your sort of main menu items?
Oh, yeah. We always have a variety of tortas, which is an almond cake, a little less dense than a pound cake, more dense than a sponge cake.
Okay.
Very moist with all that nice almond flavor in there. And then we layer it with lemon curd and blueberries. Right now, our seasonal rotation is pina colada. So it's got a pineapple ring and a lime rum glaze.
Yum.
Toasted coconut.
Yeah, that sounds
amazing.
We
always have cream puffs, the French crullers, our sourdough bread, buttermilk sandwich rolls, and our savory ham pies are very popular. Kind of like an empanada, but baked instead of fried.
Flaky crust?
Oh, yeah. A lot of butter.
What type of fillings?
Pesto chicken, Reuben. I just came up with a Philly cheesesteak one. That might be one of my new favorite things. Sweet potato, black bean. So we try to have some vegetarian options, all the meaty stuff, and of course, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, you got to go bacon, egg, and cheese. Love a hand pie. Live for a hand pie.
Mm-hmm.
800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Call in with your gluten-free baking questions. You can also email us voxpop@wamc.org, and let us go now to Pete in Albany. Hello, Pete.
Good afternoon, guys. Sarah, you may not know this, but I've known Melanie for a long time, and I'm the blind guy, Mel, who used to walk into McGeary's all the time. You may not know this, but she's not only a great baker, not only a great bartender, she's also a great luthier. She fixes guitars.
You fix guitars?
I do, yes. Hi, Pete.
Oh, it's been a long time. I just wanted to pitch in with that. And I just want to tell you, I was at the, a friend of mine had a Kentucky Derby party a couple weeks ago, and he made cornbread, not using milk, but using buttermilk, and it was so good. It was really a good trade-up from just cornbread to using buttermilk. It was great.
Oh, wonderful. It's so good to hear your voice. And buttermilk does add a depth of flavor, even if you're using it in cakes. It makes the flavor more round and a little more bright, and that's also part of the magic in a red velvet cake.
Okay. Well, Mel, good luck to you. I want to know, I can't wait to come to the bakery.
Oh, I would love to see you.
All right, Mel. Bye now.
Thanks
bye,
for calling. Oh, we're doing reunions on the show today.
That was so nice.
That was really nice. You're a luthier?
Yeah, my dad is a luthier in the area, so I grew up building guitars and repairing guitars. And currently where I'm living, my upstairs bathroom has a drill press, a thickness sander, a toilet, belt sander, you know, all the necessities.
Sink, more power tools.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That's very cool. Baking and guitars. I don't think I can draw any similarities readily. I'd need to do more meditation on it.
Well, that first wedding cake I made, I had no idea what I was doing. And so it had a Bavarian filling, which sets with gelatin. And this sounds so dumb, but I didn't know about piping frosting to make a barrier to hold your filling.
I get it. Yeah, I like, can very easily make the same mistake.
Once I figured it out, I just slapped my own forehead. So that first cake actually was built using repurposed guitar sides to build a wooden mold
there you
to
go.
Hold the cake. So the the guitar building and the baking.
You
have,
can apply
yep,
it. Yeah. There you go. Way to use experience for unintended purposes. 1-800-348-2551. The email address foxpop@wamc.org. And we will go now to Jim in Adams Mass. Hello, Jim.
Yay, Sarah.
Hi.
And yay to your guest, too, as well.
Melanie O'Malley.
Thank you.
I wonder, Melanie, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, I'm wondering, have you ever done any baking with chickpea flour? They seem to have quite a few different varieties of pastas and also pizza crust made with mostly exclusively the pizza crust with chickpea flour and water. And we're very lucky over here in Berkshire County. We have a nice bakery. It's been here for decades, and it's all sourdough leaven baked goods. And he makes a very wonderful loaf of gluten-free bread with primarily sorghum flour, buckwheat flour, a little teeny bit of rice flour thrown in later on in the ingredients, but it's has a very nice crumb and very fine texture.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, sorghum can be tricky. I'm not a fan of the aftertaste. I do use it in my bread with brown rice to balance out that aftertaste. Similarly with the chickpea flour, I don't really mess around with it because once it's in an item, all I taste is chickpeas. And I love a chickpea in my salad, but I don't want a chickpea in my pizza or my pastry.
Yeah. Don't want that flavor where not intended.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tricky one.
Anything else, Jim?
I'll do it for now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You make custom cakes, as you mentioned. What are some, how specific in a request can someone bring to you?
Oh, last summer.
I'm like, hey, everybody, come up with a very challenging cake and call Melanie.
I love a good challenge. Okay. I do have a challenge. This is a decorating challenge, but coming up later this year, a wedding cake that the top tier is going to be completely gold. So that's a decorating element that I haven't used. So I'm really excited. There will be gold pastries coming soon to the bakery.
To get some practice in.
Exactly. I'm not going to just one-off it for the big day.
No.
Last year, I had a bat mitzvah cake that I did for just the most wonderful and precocious flavor precocious?
Sure.
Young woman. And she wanted the notes that she wanted to hit were pistachio and orange.
Very mature.
Right?
Very mature.
And just the citrus and the salty. Oh, my goodness. It was divine. And so I did a pistachio cake with orange curd and then a honey buttercream. And I...
That sounds very
good.
Yeah,
I have no words. It was amazing. And that a 12 or 13-year-old was coming into this tasting, because we did a full wedding tasting like I would do for a bride.
Sure.
You know, it's a big day, the bat mitzvah.
Yes,
so it
absolutely.
It was elevated.
1-800-348-2551. When you meet with prospective couples or you know, bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah celebrants, whomever is going to do a tasting with you, how do you set that up? Do you always meet with them personally? Mm-hmm. How do you fit that into your schedule as you're running a whole bakery? What are we talking about here?
So it's an hour meeting, and you know, within that hour, we'll talk about the aesthetic they're looking for, whether it's one big cake, a small cake, cupcakes, various other desserts. And included in that hour are three samples. And so what I do is, rather than having a bunch of frozen slices, because ew,
right?
For lack of a better term, I make cupcakes. We talk about the flavors they want to try, and they're filled cupcakes. So they get a little filling, a little cake, a little frosting. And I always stage them least rich to most rich.
Sure.
And we cut it in half.
To help the palate.
Exactly. And then I always advise, don't eat your whole half, because you might want to circle back, reevaluate, you know, play a little. So, you know, we do a whole tasting. We have a fun conversation and go from there.
Wonderful. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We are talking about baking, gluten-free baking with Melanie O'Malley of O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. Let us go to Julia in Wendell. Hello, Julia.
Hi. I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I hope sometime, Melanie, you make a cookbook for all of us who are not nearly as experienced in gluten-free baking. And my question is, I have a hard time when I'm baking a round layer, or brownies or something gluten-free. It's often not cooked in the center and cooked at the edges.
Mm.
Did you have to work that out?
It could have something to do with your oven. Home ovens range in heat. So definitely get yourself an oven thermometer and run a test. Just set your oven to a temperature, see what the thermometer's reading. That's your first step. And they make these fabric wraps that you can put around your cake pan. And so you soak it in water, put it around the cake pan. It both helps your cake keep from doming up, and it also will even out the cooking and a little lower and slower, lower temperature, longer time.
Oh, that's great. So the fabric is a baking fabric?
Yeah, it's like you can get them at Joann Fabric store or order them online. I like the ones with Velcro. They're a little easier to put on. And you just soak it in water, and the moisture in the water directly on the pan helps even out both the thickness, because that's another thing. It's going to want a dome, and then that dome is taller. That height takes longer to cook through. So I definitely recommend those fabric baking rings.
That's great. Okay, I'll look into those. And you're probably right about the oven, since mine is about 17 years old.
Yeah, just diagnose your temperature.
Yeah. Oh, who amongst us, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Julia. Have a great afternoon and weekend. The phone number, 1-800-348-2551. Melanie O'Malley is here from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. We have a question in the email inbox. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. And Mary writes in and says, are oats and or rice flour gluten-free subs? I've heard conflicting things on oats for bar cookies. I also think of rice flour-based shortbread, or does it need an AP flour? Are those good substitutes?
So the trick with oats, they are naturally gluten-free. However, they are often milled in the same mills as glutinous flours. So you do want to make sure you're getting like a Bob's Red Mill 100% gluten-free oat. I do know that some people with celiac can be cross-reactive with oats, meaning they're not glutinous, but their system still doesn't like it.
Says no.
So, you know your body.
Right. Listen to your,
Other than that, oats are great. Love them. Then rice flour, you're going to run into the issue I kind of hit on earlier if you were listening, where if you have too much of the more granular flour, a sorghum or a rice, without enough starch, it's going to be crumbly and fall apart. So you are going to want either a bit of an all-purpose or to build your own blend with a tapioca starch or a corn starch or a combination thereof to balance out that graininess of the rice. You wouldn't want to just use rice.
1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. That is the phone number that you should dial to call Vox Pop and ask Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's of an Intro New York your baking questions. We go now back to the phones and to Deb in Troy. Hello, Deb.
Hi. Hey, Melanie. It's Deb.
Oh, hey, Deb.
hi. Your mixes, where and when can we get them?
Ah, the mixes. Deb has a little bit of the inside track.
Yeah, she's setting you up for plugs. Got it. Cool. Love it.
Love you, Deb. I have found a processor in Western New York, keeping it in New York State.
Awesome.
That is a 100% gluten-free facility. And so we're working on bringing to market some blends for our buttermilk sandwich rolls, pie, flour, and Deb, I am dialing it in, and I'm hoping to pull the trigger on the first batch of soda bread blend in the next couple months.
All right. So it is in the works.
Yes. Yum. Yeah. I need to just do it. I'm letting perfection be the enemy of progress, and I need to just get over it.
It's hard, though. You don't want to get it all manufactured incorrectly.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Anything else, Deb?
No, that was it. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thanks, Deb. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We are talking about gluten-free baking, the topic this afternoon with Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. If you have any questions, once again, 800-348. I shouldn't say once again because I'm going to say it a lot more times. Again, the phone number, 800-348-2551. And the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's head back to the phones and to Sam in Holyoke. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
So I have a question about restaurants. I know the show is more fun. One restaurant in particular that advertises every item on the menu is available gluten-free, and then other restaurants, you know, talk about gluten-free menu options. I guess I don't understand how the first thing I described is even possible, but in general, are gluten-free restaurants safe for people who are gluten sensitive?
Do you have comfortability answering this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. it's so hard. It is hard to go out and spend money and have peace of mind. So restaurants that say every item on the menu can be gluten-free. So there's a language nuance. Every item can be gluten-free means they carry usually gluten-free bread or something. Even when the menu says that, you still want to ask your server, as hard as it is sometimes to be that person, ask your server what their process for cross-contamination is. Is it prepared in a different area? Cross-contamination is the real issue. Personally, I never try gluten-free pizza because if it's in a place where they're making pizza, flour's everywhere. It's just the nature of it. So that's really what it comes down to. No matter how the gluten-free item or selection is advertised, you want to make sure that they are aware of cross-contamination. And if they look like you just said something in a foreign language, that's already a red flag.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But okay, somewhere that says they're entirely gluten-free should be.
Yeah, anywhere. Like our bakery, Liza's in Troy, is 100% gluten-free. So anywhere that just is a gluten-free place, you're going to have food and no buyer's remorse.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sure. Have a great afternoon. 1-800-348-2551. We have come to the time for our second underwriting break of the program. We'll return with more with Melanie O'Malley after this. Welcome back to Food Friday on Vox Pop. I'm Sarah LeDuc in for Ray Graff. We are speaking with Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York about gluten-free baking and guitars. Phone number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, and the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Let us go back to the phones. Wait, before we go back to the phones, are you having fun?
Oh, this is so fun.
Good. It's your first appearance.
Yeah.
And you're doing fantastic. I'm so glad that I get to hang out in here with you. All right, now to the phones. Diana in Montgomery, hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking the call.
Certainly.
I had a question about, I like to eat, I'm not totally gluten-free, but I do like to eat gluten-free, and I use almond flour a lot. But I want to know, is it true that you can substitute the same amount of almond flour for flour, or I'm sorry, substitute the same amount of flour for almond flour? Does it, is the ratio always the same?
Specifically, I can't speak to that because I always do some sort of blend. Like, even our almond torta has my cake base blend and the almond flour. So I would say, I think I would defer to the expert, which sounds like it's you. Have you been going full one for one and having success?
So far, there have been a few things because I find almond flour doesn't have the great binding that regular flour does.
So
the consistency can be a little bit different. I find, like, with bars, it works really, really good. But for cakes and things like, and cookies, it works really good. The cakes, I find it's, they say you can, the recipes I've always used, they said you can substitute the same amount, but it doesn't always turn out that way.
Yeah, with a cake, the almond meal is going to be probably too dense and heavy. So I would, if you want to create your own blend, sticking primarily with almond flour, I would try playing with maybe a tapioca and cornstarch additive to that and just find the ratio that you are happy with.
Okay, that sounds good. Cornstarch, yeah, because I have seen that. So
yeah, and tapioca is a really good one. It gets tapioca's less, I don't, for lack of a better word, it doesn't do the starchy thing on your palate the way cornstarch does.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Diana. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Here with Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy and going now to Woodstock to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
In Woodstock, we like to eat and play guitars, so maybe this might relate. Have you ever tried to bake a guitar? This is not a joke. Bake a guitar body in order to get a sunburst finish or burn a guitar body?
It's not a joke.
No, but it's funny. Growing up, we would bake the tops for the travel guitars, the Vagabond travel guitar, in our home oven. So there was a sign on the oven because you never could just turn the oven on to preheat it. You had to check for guitar tops.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. No,
although,
definitely.
Although, a little overcooked spruce does smell really nice. In all the guitars I've always built, they just have a clean finish. My dad would be the expert on playing with different finishes, and I know that he's done sunburst. I did burn the counter for the bakery with a big blowtorch to bring out the grain, and I would be pretty confident in being able to do that and having it be beautiful on a guitar now that I've done it on a much larger, less precise piece of wood.
Great. Do you think it would be better to use a torch or an oven?
If you're trying to go for burning the grain to bring out that stark contrast, I would use a torch. The oven's a more even bake, whereas the torch, it like ignites in the grain so beautifully. And what happens is then you sand it and it's going to look like it's nearly disappeared. And you just want to like kiss it with a little more flame, not so much that you make it rough again, and then do your clear coat.
Great. Wow. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're
cool.
Welcome.
Thanks for the question, Carl.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. Have a great day.
Have a great
day. Yep. Bye-bye. Yep. Someday I'll learn how to say goodbye to them.
Farewell.
If I fill in more, I'm always like, and to you, and to you, and to, and no, no, I love you. Now you hang up first.
Bid you adieu.
Right. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. That is the number to call with your baking, gluten-free baking and guitar questions for Melanie O'Malley from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. Let us go now to Emily in Wilmington. Hello, Emily. Emily, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. Hi.
Hi.
I'm on the thruway, so I was afraid I went out of range.
Not yet.
Nope. Hi. My question is, how do you bake a gluten-free vanilla cake that isn't dry?
So there's an interesting thing with vanilla cake versus chocolate cake, and you'll see in brownie mixes, often oil is used in a chocolate cake, and that really brings out the notes of the chocolate, makes it more rich and super moist. In a vanilla cake, traditionally, the creamed butter and sugar lends that rich fattiness to the vanilla. It can be a little bit more moody and dry out easily with a vanilla gluten-free cake. So, like I said to the other caller, you're going to want to go lower and slower on your temperature. I like to, if you don't have issues with nuts, put a little bit of almond extract in with the vanilla. This is like not about moisture, it's just about flavor. It rounds out the flavor. And honestly, you can do a vanilla cake with oil, and that will mitigate a lot of the dryness risk that comes with butter, and your flavor isn't going to suffer too much.
Interesting. So replace the butter with oil.
Yep. You're not going to go one for one, though. You're going to want two-thirds the amount of oil.
Okay. I'll try that. I'll try the almond, too, although I don't really like strong an almond taste. So would it be like a quarter teaspoon?
Just, yeah, ever so slightly, a little bit. It rounds out. It almost makes the vanilla shine more.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
use,
you.
Use it as a support extract.
Yes.
Just make
your
up a phrase.
Emotional support extract.
That's maybe a marketing move that you should look into.
Nobody take that.
Yeah, mail it to ourselves right now. We own it. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or voxpop@wamc.org, where we have a fan of yours who's emailed in, simply to say, I really appreciate being able to get a sweet treat for grab and go, a hand pie, without having to do all the baking. I enjoy cooking and baking, but I don't need a lot of sweets in the house for just myself. I love having this tasty option close to home. From a fan named Pam in Troy.
Oh,
or Pamela.
That's so nice. Thanks,
there you
Pam.
Go. 1-800-348-2551. An on-air endorsement from a very listener, a real person out there in the community, loving Melanie's products. 1-800-348-2551. And we go now to Pete in Old Chatham. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Pete.
Promise everybody I wasn't going to really embarrass you too much. So I did want to just put a shout out to you over there. That bakery of yours is fantastic. And not that I have any gluten allergies, but as a dessert connoisseur, man, you can definitely top some of those charts for sure.
Oh, thanks, bud.
But, you know, hearing about all these guitars so far, how about making guitar cookies or the Vagabond cookie?
You know, I think it's kind of silly that I haven't thought to do that sooner.
I after that last grain comment and the conversation about baking that guitar, it just kind of popped in there.
Yeah, and maybe I maple glazed with a sunburst color aesthetic to the guitar cookie. We'll just tie it all in.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It does sound really good, actually.
Really, yeah. Very tasty.
I'm going to get right on that. I'll send some down to you and Rebecca.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to say hi. Thanks for everything.
Aw, thanks, Pete.
Thanks for tuning in and calling, Pete. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551. You know every Pete in the region.
It's Pete's. Pete's and Pete's on Pete's.
1-800-348-2551 or voxpop@wamc.org. We do have a question about being a luthier. My late husband was a luthier and a gilder. He also loved to bake bread. Oh, it's just a volunteering, the presence in the universe of another luthier. My late husband was a luthier and a gilder. He also loved to bake bread. Love listening to you. Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
That's so nice.
That is really
my
sweet.
My grandma's name was Helen. My father's mother. So Wow.
1-800.
It's all coming together.
It is. Everything baked into a perfect blend, right?
Oh, well done.
Thank you very much. 1-800-348-2551. Back to the phones and to Pam in Saratoga. Hello, Pam. Pam, hello? Pam, you're going to need to turn your radio down or off, and then you'll be on the air. Just still not hearing. Okay. Call back if you wish. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. The farmer's market in Troy is back outside.
Yes.
Do you, as a vendor, prefer it outside or inside? There's got to be challenges to having it outside.
Yes. So they're very different markets. Outside's really fun. There's the kind of festival atmosphere and that people linger more. So you'll get the person who walks by once and kind of looks and goes and listens to some music, buys their produce, and then wanders back and wants the pastry. Whereas in the indoor farmers market, it's a little more of a grocery shopping mindset. Like they're on a mission, in and out. So both are amazing. And this market is just such an asset to both its customers and the small businesses in the area.
It really is the best farmers market I've been to anywhere.
Voted best in the nation before. So, yeah. And often best. We just won best in the Capital District. So,
yeah. It's so great. I got to get over there.
Yeah.
Do we have time tomorrow? Well, that's not for me to figure out right now. Let us go now back to Pam in Saratoga. Hello, Pam.
Hi. Thanks for putting up with me on the phone.
Thanks for putting up with us on the radio.
It's been a very enjoyable conversation. My question goes to labeling, and I work on a lot of events and do a lot of entertaining. And
hi, Pam.
Hey, Sarah.
Why are you pretending? No, I know Pam. People call for me, too.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
Go ahead.
I wonder, sometimes the gluten-free option or the vegan option is actually the tastiest option, and I feel like we put people off by having to label it as such. And so people who don't have, let's say, a gluten allergy or just generally think the gluten-free option won't taste as good are missing out on what could be delicious. And I wonder if you see a sort of a future in which we don't have to label it, but people are more open to exploring other options like the ones you bake.
Well, Pam, I am living that future. So at the Troy Farmers Market, when I first started, the bakery logo actually said O'Malley's Oven, gluten-free, flavorful. And I would watch live market research every week. See, some people would walk up, oh, pastries, la-di-da-di-da, and get the thing and go. Some people would walk up and I would watch their eyes travel, pastry, pastry, sign, gluten-free, ugh, and keep walking. And then the people who needed gluten-free would still ask which options were theirs because none of us ever assume we can eat everything. So I actually changed my whole logo. Well, not the whole logo, which was designed by my favorite professor at SUNY Albany, but just the gluten-free, flavorful part to tradition with a twist. And just wrote the smallest sign that says, ask about gluten-free, and sales more than doubled. So, Pam, you are absolutely right. There is this preconceived notion out there that the only way to get past is, frankly, and I don't know if this is morally corrupt, but trick people into eating good food and then tell them it's gluten-free.
Yeah, I mean, that's my instinct as well. I mean, I know you want to make options for people for whom, you know, they really need to be respected. But I also think there's a whole lot of the rest of us that are just missing out.
Yep. Well, and, you know, everybody makes snap judgments. The measure of character is being able to adjust that judgment upon receiving new information.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. 1-800-348-2551. Did gluten-free things have tasted?
Oh, it was terrible.
Why was that?
Oh man, Sarah.
You have a couple minutes left.
Do you have a couch? I need to unburden myself. Our family was diagnosed with celiac disease over 20 years ago. There was nothing.
Right.
There was nothing out there.
There's the hot, honestly, new, diagnosable.
It wasn't even yet. This was before the fad. I sound like such a hipster. I've had celiac since before.
You were way ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not being able to eat most
But
breads.
Honestly, I think that was a benefit to us because we started learning to eat Thai rice noodles. They've been making rice noodles forever. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Vermicelli. Love it. And adapting our diet to foods that already existed, not just trying to substitute with whatever specialty product we could find because there was none. Then there was about a period of maybe 8 to 10 years where it started blowing up and being really big and you could find gluten-free specialty products in the store that cost an arm and a leg and you would be really excited. And then you would bite into it and somehow it would just crumble
right.
and dry out your mouth instantly like, I don't know, a Death Eater from Harry Potter. Just awful. And so anyone diagnosed or trying to go gluten-free in that time or family members trying to support and try the gluten-free, this preconceived notion is justified because it was so bad out there for a while.
Right.
And, you know, you'd want just a piece of bread, and it would be this brick that you could probably defend your home with. And
well, so, at least there's that.
Well, I mean,
no,
yes.
No, no, I'm kidding.
If it comes, push comes to shove, use the bread. So yeah, it now there's just been such an advancement. So it doesn't have to be sad anymore.
People
it's just
like
delicious.
You are out there experimenting yeah. with slurries. Yeah. And solving the problem.
Slurries.
Melanie O'Malley has been our guest this afternoon from O'Malley's Oven in Troy, New York. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Support for Food Friday on Vox Pop comes from the Honest Wait Food Co-op announcing its garden season, offering organic seeds, soil, locally grown starter plants, flowers, and more. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. online at honestwait.coop. And Pioneer Valley Food Tours, Northampton, Massachusetts, offering walking and bicycle food tours that explore local food and beverages from source to table, pioneervalleyfoodtours.com. Thank you to our engineer, Zach Malloy. David Hopper took your calls. Thanks again for joining us on Vox Pop. I will be hosting Medical Monday, and I am Sarah LaDuke. I hope you have a great weekend.